You guys want to go down a rabbit hole with me? I know the answer, you don't. And I don't blame you, because I don't want to go down it either. Honestly, let me tell you something, guys. Good morning. This is my third attempt at recording a podcast today. I've been working, I've been sick. I got my crud that I get every time the weather changes, and so I've been sick. I'm not feeling in top-notch condition. I did say I was going to podcast today, though, and I would like to put something out today just so people know I'm alive. And as I got up this morning, and I'm looking at things, and I'm doing things, and I just finished having breakfast, had me some salmon, potatoes, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. I'm drinking a beer. You know, I'm looking at the world, and I watched a Joker video, and he talked, you know, some chick, and somebody hit her with a brick, and she didn't deserve it, and then he shows the videos of her walking around slapping white men because of racism, because it's a black woman, of course. And one thing leads to another, and I look at another video. And I look at another video, and now I'm here. It's a pleasant day outside, and I'd like to just maybe go do some stuff. And come home later, maybe play some Star Wars, you know, whatever. And we live in this world of the most bizarre drama. And the pure weirdness. And this fixation that the online celebrities and thoughts all have on bringing each other down in their quest for the limited amount of thirst that's out there on the internet. Because maybe that's what it is. Maybe there's only so much thirst on the internet. And when your life revolves around monetizing thirst, so Joker's got this video that I haven't watched of Brittany Venti, who I know Brittany Venti, whatever its name is, only because it's been on the Dick Show a couple of times, and it's really annoying on the Dick Show. I'm saying it because I'm looking at Brittany Venti in this video, right? I'm looking at the jawline. You already know where this is going. Guy, I'm not saying this is insult. I'm telling you, this is not an insult. I'm not, because I disagree. She is wrong. It's wrong. Whatever. I've seen a lot of trannies. I'm not convinced this is a woman. Looks like a man. God, I'm so sick of men. Oh, look, there's a girl and she agrees with us. Let's worship her. Let's give her money. Let's talk about her. I get it. We all went through that phase. I went through that phase back in the day with Lauren Southern. I was right here on this podcast. I can't deny it. Oh, look, Lauren Southern. Oh, she's cute. I'd bang her. Why, she's conservative, right? I went through, God, oh my God. Anyhow, Brittany Venti, possible tranny, you know, does this video attacking pearly things, the discount female Andrew Tate. Which I'm like, and then there's Pearly Things. Like, how is Pearly Things a thing? Why is anyone paying attention? Who are all of these people? Why is anyone paying attention to them? Are any of them saying anything original?
Or husband at all, you should be those things.
Men value purity and youth. Yeah. Purity, youth, beauty.
Pearl? Yeah, thanks, Pearl. Because, gosh, we could have never figured that out on our own. We needed a fucking 30-year-old pudgy fat woman to tell us that. So Britney is taking down Pearly. Because there's only so much male thirst on the internet, right? And women have to fight over the male attention. Because what's the most important thing if you're a woman? Attention. And what's the most important kind of attention you can get? Attention from men. Why? Because men create most of what's out there. Men have the money. The reason you get on attention is to get resources, otherwise known as money. So we've got two fucking, well, we have an overweight, pudgy woman and a thin, potential tranny on the internet fighting over male attention. And the question is, why are men giving either of these people any attention whatsoever? Why in the fuck are men not out doing things like hiking or shooting or repairing automobile engines, or playing poker and smoking cigars, or building skyscrapers? Oh, that's right, because we can't do anything great anymore in our society because everything has become feminized. And men have been reduced to playing video games and subscribing to e-thoughts on OnlyFans. Men aspire to nothing great anymore, and so instead, we give our attention to this. I am not just saying this to try to be cute. I literally fucking feel disgusted with myself right now for even talking about this. And I'm not going to talk about it that long. You've heard that before. You say, great, when they turn into like a four-hour podcast. No, I'm telling you. I'll put links to these videos in the show notes. If you want to go look at this shit, you can do it. I'm not going to talk about this for long because everyone is fucking retarded. Everyone in this is retarded. It's just like what I talked about in the Manosphere thing, right? Where Joker did the video and Joker looked at Rolo and Sneeko and Blue Hair Destiny and Rolo, and not Rolo. Joker said, if this is the Manosphere, I'm not part of this because all of them are wrong. And I feel exactly, the only sane person I'm going to mention today is Joker. He's the only one mentioned in this podcast other than myself that is fucking sane. Everyone else is completely fucking nuts. I don't even know how to describe this whole thing. And it's not just like this specific Venti and Pearly. Like, it's the whole internet. It's what we as a society are so focused on now. Again, not everybody, but it's just the fact that this is part of life. Like, two fucking thoughts on the internet arguing, you know, name-calling each other because the fat one said that men like youth and beauty. And, you know, this Vintney thing, I'm not sure what its fucking take on anything even is. But, I mean, again, why do men care? When I said, podcast or whatever it was, that I can count on two hands the number of women on earth whose opinions I care about. Like, I'm serious about that. Why do men give a shit if a woman is not your mom, your daughter, your grandmother, your sister, your wife, or your girlfriend? Why do you give a fuck what she thinks about anything? That there's some skanks on the internet with opinions
But it's funny because the girl is older than me, so by the Manosphere's perspective, like, I would have won.
Pearl even acknowledges that things don't work out as they do on paper, but she continues to influence people to do immoral, pathological behaviors in order to demonize women for clicks and views. In Pearl's
words, a woman is demonizing women for clicks and views. Wait, did I hear that right? Did I hear that right? Let me listen to this again.
I'm going to drop something. It's at the timing.
Well, no. It was because he literally, like, went on to marry the next girl, so something. But it's funny because the girl is older than me, so by the Manosphere's perspective, like, I would have won.
Pearl even acknowledges that things don't work out as they do on paper, but she continues to influence people to do immoral, pathological behaviors in order to demonize women for clicks and views.
A woman influencing people to behave immorally for clicks and views. Wow, imagine that, says a woman who's sitting here attacking another woman on the internet to get clicks and views. You know, there's a fine line. Maybe it's not a fine line. Maybe it's a little blurrier of a line. There's a line between criticizing someone's ideas for the purpose of criticizing their ideas because their ideas are wrong and just trashing people to get attention. So we got this, and then we got over here, we got this 2-hour, 39-minute video, because we had to bring this back to the previous episode with the funeral for the Manosphere. And God, I don't know the full story. I discovered all of this, like literally Hitler, an hour and a half ago. So apparently, Rolo, we're back to Rolo, who is, I didn't think Rolo could sink any lower in my estimation of him. You know, for somebody who's never been wrong, it's amazing how often I'm wrong. Rolo couldn't possibly do anything more stupid. So apparently, my understanding, as shallow and uninformed as it is, Rolo, for some reason, made the claim that Destiny got Lauren Southern pregnant. Okay, if I thought Lauren Southern got knocked up by Destiny, I would make fun of that and stuff, but it turns into a thing. Okay. So anyway, apparently this Venti person and Lauren Southern trolled Rolo on the internet because right when you're a woman and you just receive money for having a vagina, you have time to troll people on the internet. Once again, I can't understand this. I don't have time for this. Believe me, I have thought in the past about, hey, I should troll some people on the internet. I could do this elaborate. And I don't have time because I'm not a woman. I don't get money from thirsty men just because I have titties and a fucking camera and a YouTube channel. I have to actually earn my way through life. So Venti and Southern, like, sent Rolo some fake medical documents about an ultrasound or something. Or they sent a picture, whatever. So then Rolo did something, and then somebody emailed Rolo and said, hey, I can get you naked pictures of someone, I don't know if, because I don't know that much about it, but someone was offering Rolo naked pictures, and Rolo's like, well, I'll take the pictures as long as she's not under 17 or something. And it's just like all of this, like again, it comes back to Rollo, what the fuck are you doing? Do you have nothing to do? I mean, have you given up on raising your daughter to not be a slut? Or what are you doing? Get off the fucking internet. Why are you trying to get naked pictures of some chick to get because she trolled you on the internet? This is the most effeminate goddamn shit I've ever heard in my fucking life. And then, so right here, this Venti thing is playing this video of Rollo, and it's responding to that. And Rollo is sitting next to this man who has giant biceps and could beat the shit out of me and is dressed like a gay biker and whom I'm willing to bet $100 has had a dick in his mouth. Like, Rollo, why are you hanging out with cuckolds and homosexuals on the internet talking about how you tried to get naked pictures of some girl emailed to you from somebody you don't know? Like, just all of this. I don't know the details and the nuances, and I cannot care, and I don't want to know, because this is so fucking pathetic. What are you people fucking doing? I mean, the women, I understand, but again, Rollo Tomasi, this is what you're doing with your life. You're talking to a homosexual man about people emailing you pictures of girls naked. What in the fuck is going on?
Isn't he saying how he was, I'm liable for, like, defamation and all that? Receipts in the second video, the one that just came out. Wasn't he, oh my god, I'm gonna sue her, he doxed and all this. Oh my goodness. Where'd that energy go? Oh, there's nothing to sue for? It's almost like there's nothing to...
I've just been sitting here just kind of clicking through these videos at various points and playing stuff. I'm just like, what in the fuck are these people doing? And here's this Venti thing. People are just throwing money to her. $50. She's just sitting here trash-talking other people. There's no philosophical discussion. It's just trash-talking.
Oh. $20 from Lurid Silence. What are the chances he does?
Yeah, whatever.
That relationship by Roland.
The whole thing, our whole it just baffles me. The status of our whole fucking society just baffles me. Right now, where the fuck did it go? I'm reading a book, which I can't. Oh, it's in the other room because I was reading it. Because I was actually reading it. I'm reading this book called, what is it, Zero Seconds After. I'll put a title, the right title and the author in the show notes or something. It's about the United States after an electromagnetic pulse blast kills all the electronics and electricity, and it all takes place in one city, so it's very localized. But I'm reading this, and it's an okay book, but it's really good in showing what our society would be reduced to without electricity. And the honest truth is, my God, there's someone else giving this girl $50. I'm just looking at, Jesus. It's insane. The electricity going off would be the best thing that could happen to our society, because all of this kind of shit would instantly come to an end. And most of these people would end up dead within 30 days. My God. I'm going to call this a podcast. This is more a... This is more just me commenting on the fact that our society is fucking pathetic. And once again, saying unto myself and to you, you know, because we're men and we have self-awareness and we actually have a desire for greatness and achievement. You know, when you look at your life and you think, man, I'm a failure. Dude, you're not Rollo Tomasi. You haven't failed that hard. No matter how much you failed, he's failed twice as hard because he went from greatness to fucking, you know, going on the internet and squabbling with Lauren Southern and some little tranny guy about who got who pregnant and stuff. You know, I thought I was finished, but I'm not. So I'm clicking through the video some more. Why? Why are you doing it, great one? It's like a train wreck. So here's this fucking Pearly thing. And she's talking about how she's in therapy. And she's on the internet giving advice. At least she knows that she's giving advice on the internet. Unlike Rollo, who has even less self-awareness than a fucking pudgy fat woman and thinks he's not giving advice when he tells people, here's what you do to become a high-value man, which is both advice and a definition of what is a high-value man, even though Rollo claims he's not giving advice and he says that he doesn't have to define what a high-value man is. So this Pearly thing apparently is in therapy. And Joker's like, why would you take advice from somebody who's in therapy? Which Joker is right. However, the point, the more expansive point that Joker is missing is, why would you take advice from a woman? No, there are no exceptions. And again, just no one will say this shit. You know, here's the thing. Here's the thing about the electricity going off. The only reason women have the power they have is because of electricity. It's also to an extent because of simps and all this other shit. But if the electricity goes away, the e-thawing goes away, the manufacturing of medications goes away, the air conditioning goes away, all the cushy jobs go away, women will be reduced to nothingness. In this book I'm reading, this woman who used to be an executive for a tobacco company, I don't know if that's some kind of commentary or not, but I mean, basically she's throwing herself at the main character being like, if you take me home and let me wash myself up, I'm really attractive and I'll have sex with you in exchange for some food and a place to sleep for tonight. That's what women will be reduced to without electricity. Men, prior to the existence of electricity, sailed across oceans, built giant cathedrals. You know what women did while the men were doing that? They were whining about how much they hate each other and spitting out babies. And now you get on YouTube and you look at these videos and what do you see? You see a tranny and a pudgy white woman who claims to be an athlete. Apparently Pearly Things claims she's an athlete. Venti shows a recent video of this Pearly thing in a swimsuit. It's disgusting. This girl is not an athlete. It's just women slinging mud at each other, the same thing they've done throughout eternity. But now they can do it because all these simps can give them money thanks to the internet and electricity. Nobody, not even other women, because women hate other women. No one should take advice from a woman. A man should not take advice from a woman, and no woman should take advice from another woman because the other woman who's giving you advice hates you. It's literally Hitler, guys. It's like a fucking train wreck. I'm just.
Or anything else.
It's just. It's fascinating. I mean, it's disgusting.
Yeah, that's kind of my take on it, but do you want to really get advice from somebody that is getting advice from somebody else about something they can't deal with or handle?
No.
Right.
So she,
right. Yeah, this Pearly thing, she thinks she wants to get married. Sweetheart, you're not going to get... Who's going to marry you? You're pudgy and overweight and you're hitting the wall.
The reason I decided to go to therapy is because in the next 5 to 7 years, I'd like to get married. But some things are out of your control. So she's going to a therapist to discuss relationship stuff, getting married.
So, right, I don't know if you can hear that. I'm just... But she's saying that she's going to a therapist because she wants to get married. And Joker looks baffled, as he should be. I'd like to get married. I'll go to a therapist. So this is a woman who's on the internet and is considered part of the manosphere. Men are listening to her. Men, I use the term loosely. Men on the internet are actually listening to the words and pretending that she is smart, acting like she's bringing some kind of wisdom. I mean, it's one thing, like right now, okay, I'm listening to the words of this woman right now as I go through these videos. What I'm not doing is pretending that she's saying anything that is relevant, intelligent, or useful. She is saying things that are entertaining. She's saying things that are humorous. She's saying things that illustrate my point that women should shut the fuck up and be property, okay? Men on the internet are giving this fucking Pearly thing money. This is a woman who thinks that if you're a woman and you want to get married, well, then you should go to therapy. No, if you're a woman and you want to get married, you need to stop fucking eating all the goddamn time. You need to stop being fat. You need to go to the gym. You need to do something with your hair. And you need to get off the internet, leave your house, and go someplace where there are actual men present. And then, if, not when, in the case of Pearly, but if one of these men speaks to you, you might want to try being nice to him. That's how you get married. You do not get married by going to therapy. Who in the fuck? What is wrong with anyone who listens to anything this fucking bent has to say? And once again, I will make fun of her on the internet. I'm doing it right now. But there is no way I would engage in any kind of debate or conversation with her. She's an idiot. And yet, just like Destiny and Sneeko, she's part of the manosphere. This is fucking ridiculous. I mean, let me click another place. Just find another random spot in this video and click and see what comes up. I mean, it could be hilarious.
Because Wanya is from Chicago, like the millionaire actually talks about in the video. There are multiple articles saying that Wanya was homeless when he was around 22 years
old. Oh, yeah, I saw this. So apparently she's like hooking up or something with some overweight black guy. I mean, hey, the white woman was getting porked by a black guy. Shock.
There's a small chance that I'm wrong, but it seems that the story does match up. I do.
Developer engineers or something and made tons of money? I'm guessing with 9 kids, I'm guessing her mom might have had help. Does that sound like the girl next door that's really reaching down to give men dating advice? Or is she kind of being a hypocrite a little bit?
this Pearly thing just said that guys never try to sleep with her, and she would totally be down. This is what I'm talking about with the lack of female self-awareness. I'm pretty sure most of you know, you've at least seen this Pearly Things chick, right? You know as well as I do, she's not fuckable. And yet, she thinks she's fuckable because she's here going, guys, don't try to have sex with me. Well, of course they don't. Like, how are you surprised by this? This is not something you should even... Obviously, men don't want to have sex with you. Unless they're really low-value men. Which, remember, a low-value man is the opposite of a high-value man. A high-value man is what Rollo Tomasi says it is. I mean, who would want to have sex with her? Like, why does she think she's worth having sex with? Of course she'd be down to have sex with these men. She's desperate.